scream a little inside every time you have to think about money? Well, we're here to change that. Welcome to South Sound Money Talks. We're here to tackle confusing topics, answer your questions, and fix all those what the financial moments. This podcast is made possible by Tabco Credit Union, Pierce County's original member-owned credit union. I'm your host, Amanda. If you live or work here in Pierce County, at some point you'll run into Tabco's new campaign that invites Pierce County to put their money where their heart is. As everyday consumers, it's common to hear the message to support local. And while people think about supporting local restaurants or artists or boutiques, they don't always connect the dots when it comes to financial institutions. I know I haven't always been great at this myself, because on the surface, an ask to support local can seem like a self-serving message for the businesses that use it. But supporting small businesses means supporting one another and keeping more money here locally for families to succeed. It's the reason credit unions exist in the first place. So, to break it down further, we have Tom Pearson, president and CEO of the Tacoma Pierce County Chamber, joining us today. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you. It's great to be here today.
Yay, I'm so glad that you're here. Can we start by hearing more about the Chamber's role in Pierce County?
Absolutely. So the Tacoma Pierce County Chamber is, you know, it's countywide. Mm-hmm. We have over 1,500 businesses, and our mission is to make the South Sound the best place to do business in Washington State. And so we have a variety of businesses from, you know, you talked about small businesses. Mm-hmm. We have tiny, micro, maker type businesses all the way up to the largest employers in Pierce County. And so it's a variety of things that we do. We drive advocacy quite a bit, whether it's City Hall, county, or down legislature or in Washington, D.C.
Okay. And for those of us who may not quite know what a chamber of commerce is, could you explain a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's always a misnomer about chambers. We're not part of a national system. We're not part of a state system. We're actually our own independent nonprofit.
Right.
You know, governed by 33 board members. And so we're our own nonprofit. We're really a small business by ourselves. And so we're member driven and paid for by our private members. And so that's, you know, what decisions and things that we do are based upon our membership. And it's a lot like a credit union, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're there to serve your membership base. And so we have 1,500 members, 1,500 voices who, you know, really help the direction in terms of where we're going and what activities that we do.
Oh, that's really great. Why did you choose Pierce County? What is about this area that you love?
Yeah, I mean, I'm born and raised pretty much. I was born in Olympia, raised in the kind of greater Federal Way area. My dad was 40 years at Weyerhaeuser. My mom was on the school board in Federal Way. And so I've always been in this area, in the South Sound. And, you know, went to school at Washington State University, mm-hmm. you know, and came back. And it's about the people. It's about the connections. I think it's really about, you know, it's the people. I mean, I feel like in Pierce County in particular, people are more real.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just something about that where you have confidence in terms of doing business with folks, with people's commitments. And I think there's a benefit in all that. And I can go deeper into that if you want. But that's, to me, it's really, you know, it's innovative. There's so many different words we could use in there, but,
totally.
But it's really about people.
Yeah. Yeah. I've definitely seen from growing up in the area that, I don't know, there's been this an evolution of sorts to that realness, to that very artistic spirit I see in a lot of the areas of Pierce County that just really has been really great for the community.
Yeah. And you see that through a lot of you know, small businesses that, you know, might start in a garage, right? And just, you know, start adding employees and start building. And you see that throughout Tacoma, throughout Pierce County. And it's genuine. I mean,
yeah.
it's all those things that I think it's a lot different than a lot of larger communities or other communities.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Let's talk a little bit about credit unions. Why are you a credit union advocate?
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, first of all, I've been on a board of directors for credit unions. I mean, credit unions are a lot like I said before, a lot like chambers, right? Membership
mm-hmm.
based.
Right.
And it's really there to help those, when you go back to the history of credit unions, it's helping those who had no place to get banked. Or, you know, to open a, you know, to be able to, you know, get a loan, get anything to help them in their, you know, whether it's business or it's home. And to me, it's that root of that foundation and making sure credit unions continue to do that root of where are those folks that are in need and what how can they help them? And to me, that's a little bit of my fiber, right, in terms of I'm always, you know, how can we benefit folks who are in need? Mm-hmm. I mean, whether it's small business or it's, you know, individuals.
Yeah, right? I love that credit unions are so community and co-op based. And that's just, it speaks to the chamber, as you were mentioning. It really ties that nicely together. So I can see why you'd be an advocate for credit unions.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it speaks to TAPCO's roots also, how they were started by employees of the city of Tacoma, and they're still here to serve Pierce County today. I think that's a really great message.
Absolutely.
What benefits do Pierce County residents see from TAPCO and its commitment to being here for Pierce County?
You know, I mean, it's, I mean, I think it's a lot of those is, you know, the leadership at TAPCO is mm-hmm. tremendous. And, you know, they keep focused in terms of what the mission of TAPCO and Pierce County and in particular different programs that they run, helping out those individuals, you know, one-on-one. And it's businesses as well as, you know, I mean, people are business, right? So whether it's just, you know, helping somebody with that's in dire to, you know, to folks who are trying to make their dreams a reality as well.
Yeah. And it's a great place. If people need to get a car, they can rely on TAPCO to help them out with that kind of thing. I think it's really great that TAPCO is here to serve Pierce County.
Yeah. I mean, there's a big, I mean, credit unions, TAPCO, I mean, it's a great place. It's a great fit. I mean, you know, I'm a chamber, right? So we got banks, we have everything else, but it fits a role in our community that is well needed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you talk about, you know, the issues we have in this community, whether it's homeless, housing issues, TAPCO fits that role and feeds that well for our community.
Can you talk a little bit about how credit unions help keep money here in the local community? How does that work? I mean, we hear about it, but I don't think I fully understand what it means by staying local here and banking local. How does that connect?
Yeah, I mean it's the dollars, the return on the dollars. I mean, if you put dollars back into this community, I mean, we as a chamber do the same thing. We mm-hmm. try to spend as much dollars as we can, you know, throughout our just daily business back into Pierce County. Mm-hmm. And so if you think about, you know, whether it's $10 buying office equipment or whatever else, office supplies to a local company, that company then in turn, or individual, depends on how it looks for a credit union, right? Mm-hmm. That in turn then gets fed back into our community, you know, tenfold. Mm-hmm. And so those dollars continue to churn and continue to grow, you know, in not just individuals, but like I said, businesses as well. And so, you know, versus exporting those dollars out, keeping them in Pierce County is important.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. We hear the slogan a lot. Well, not necessarily a slogan, but we hear a lot to support local, especially during the holidays. And it's a really great message. But what are some of the true benefits of supporting local? You talked about bringing the money back in. What else can that help support individuals? How does it help families succeed?
Sure. I mean, it comes down to some basics, right? So the more that you feed the local businesses, you know, employees, feed the families, I mean, housing, it's a full circle, right? Mm-hmm. You know, less time, and it's one of the issues that we have in Pierce County is the folks that are driving north for jobs. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that you're spending, you know, you're not only time away from your families, you know, but you're spending time in your car, expenses with all that. If we can employ more folks in Pierce County, and buy shopping local is a good example of that, and then these individuals are therefore, I mean, it's keeping those dollars here, but it's keeping more dollars in Pierce County than necessarily exporting them up north or south.
I like that circular image I just got when you were describing that. If there's more jobs in Pierce County, then the moms and the dads don't have to drive as far away and they can be closer to their families and they're not spending as much time commuting. So in that way, and that's not monetary, that's, I don't know, emotional maybe,
right,
but that's a really great way to support local and be an advocate for supporting local. That's something I hadn't thought about before.
Yeah. And then it's the time with your family or friends or whatever that looks like for you. But, you know, I mean, if you're traveling hour and a half north or wherever you're going, you're not coaching your local soccer team. You're not doing those local things. And you can see how that, you know, just has an impact upon individuals' lives as well and emotional lives. I mean,
right.
we mental health is a huge, huge issue in our communities, and not just South Sound. It's in our nation, right? And yeah. So how do we feed that? And being local, I mean, you know, one of our objectives is, you know, for everything to be local. You know, less that, I mean, it's better for the environment, it's better for the economy, it's all these pieces that work together if we can get to that place.
Yeah, that's great. And I heard you mention coaching soccer teams. That's something you do, isn't it?
Yes, I probably a little bit too much, but yes, I've coached for a number of years, a lot of, you know, both girls and boys soccer, youth soccer. I was actually the 2018 Youth Soccer Coach of the Year for
how about that?
Washington State Youth Soccer. Yeah,
nice.
So yeah, my car looks like I coach a lot of soccer, is what it looks like. But yeah, it's great.
I love that. My son is 3, so he's a little on the young age, but I cannot wait to get him to start.
Yeah, well, you'll get soccer. Sucked in. That's how I started. They didn't have a coach, so here yeah. I was.
And here it is.
Yeah.
That's funny. What about millennials? I know millennials are really cause-driven when it comes to purchasing decisions, and it seems like a nonprofit, like a credit union, would be right up their alley. Do you see that being a true statement?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I think, you know, whether it's the, you know, you have Main Street versus Wall Street, you know, kind of approach. And it's also whether it's credit unions or others, other companies, is what are you doing to benefit our community? What are, you know, every company is out there to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And so where are those dollars get returned to? You know, what are the causes and how are you moving the needle? I just had this conversation yesterday with a group is how are you moving the needle? You know, whether it's homelessness, it's, you know, whether it's drug issues that are out there, any of these things, how are we moving the needle for those individuals that are in community that are in need?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, when you talk about millennials, I think that would should, you know, hit that the in terms of their interest in that should hit us all, whether, you know, I'm not a millennial, so, but it should connect, I would think, resonate with us all in terms of what are we doing outside of, you know, that 8 hours that we're in work, but what is our businesses doing for
yeah,
our
kind
as well?
Of making the cause larger than yourself. And when you can bring that to your local community, I think there's a connection there that you wouldn't have normally if you're just working a job. If you can connect that to the community building aspect, I think that's something that millennials are really interested
yeah.
in.
Well, and it's knowing that, you know, that I mean, we can put our money anywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but if we know that our dollars are going to a place, we have a lot of local companies that are doing a lot of great work. And credit unions are a good example of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the more that we can continue to be aware of that instead of just blindly writing it, you know, putting your money or writing a check to a company that has no direct connect to our you know, there's livability, but to our community in particular.
Mm-hmm. I like what you said is Main Street versus Wall Street. That really strikes home for me. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's that, you know, the, and I, you know, struggle with this a little bit because, you know, people always want to go after the corporations, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're faceless and whatever else. And, you know, on Main Street, you know who the owners are, you know who the employees are, and it's easier to connect with those. And the more that we can be relatable, I think is important. And so, you know, I don't want to say that Wall Street's bad, but I think that our neighbors are typically on the Main Street.
Yeah. What you said about that really strikes home for me is they're faceless. So it's not that they're bad. It's just like they're big and out there and far away and on Wall Street as opposed to local in your community, helping support and make your community thrive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, there's some big businesses that are doing some great things in our community as well. So, I mean, I think there's a couple sides to that. But
absolutely. We're not saying big businesses are bad
no,
in any way.
No, we cannot do that.
No. I'm really intrigued by some of the things that are local here, like the Spaceworks and Night Market. And I know that the Chamber sponsors those. Can you talk a little bit how those came to be?
Yeah. I mean, Spaceworks are a great example. I mean, this is Spaceworks, you know, really stemmed out of the days when we had a lot of vacant stores downtown. And it was a way to kind of activate these vacant windows. And so it didn't look so, you know, boarded up, and activate our artistic community as well, creative communities. Mm-hmm. It's morphed into something where we are today. I mean, we are launching businesses, and should say we, it's individuals, but we're helping individuals through Spaceworks launch companies, and we've got some great success stories, you know, all around this community, not just in Tacoma, but throughout Pierce County. And it's teaching them the basics of business, right? Because it's one thing to be passionate about, you know, something that you're passionate about and you want to do a business towards that, but then understanding the, you know, pricing and accounting and all the taxes and all those things that go into running a business, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes is overwhelming for, you know, individuals. Who
absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't matter what size or what type of business. And yeah. So really getting that fiber in there so that these businesses can then expand and grow.
That's wonderful. So how does that work? Is there a program sponsored to teach them about business? Is it through the Chamber of Commerce? Where do they get that training?
Yeah, it's a program of the chamber, and so I would just invite you to our website and, you know, Google Spaceworks Tacoma, you'll find it. It is really cutting edge. I mean, there's a lot of folks who like to copy what we're doing, but it is. We actually have a series of classes. People can sign up, and I mean, you have to present, and there's a qualification to get into. But we take on 25 to 30 and go through several months. We have some incubator space of sorts, right? So it's not direct a traditional incubator, but we have space that we found reduced places that weren't able to get rented, and so we'd find some spaces that were reduced rent.
Okay.
And so, you know, which is a component of trying out your new product and new services or whatever right. else it is. But, you know, but we've got some shared spaces that helps out offset some of those costs, and then couple along with education and seminars and other things on how to run your business. Plus you have these intersections with different companies that are different than you. And those are powerful, right? So whether you have somebody that's in doing T-shirts to, you know, some other different product or whatever else, it creates a synergy there, and it's really powerful, and it's, you know, I think it's changing a lot of the faces and businesses in mm-hmm. our community. So it's exciting. We've got a great team, and it's just, they're always changing things up. And, you know, it's just like any business. You got to change, innovate, continue to change. And that program
yeah,
has as well.
That's part of it, right? You always have to change and grow yeah. as the program or whatever it is
right.
grows and gets bigger. That's great. Talk about really putting your money where your heart is there and
Absolutely.
Staying local here in Pierce County. I love that.
One of the other, when you talk about local, shop local, we've got just to pitch one other thing that, you know, you used to have the business improvement area, the BIA, mm-hmm. which most people know about. It was something that has been around for 35 plus years, really changed our downtown. It's security, it's cleaning, it's whatever else. We hired a retail advocate for the downtown through that program. We've transformed BIA to be the Downtown Tacoma Partnership now.
Oh, okay.
And it's really, you know, because that's our focus area. And they've got a holiday hall crawl coming up on December 14th.
Ah.
And it is pretty amazing in terms of the stuff they're doing, but it's a way to really encourage folks. You know, I hear a lot of folks complaining about parking. Well, there's free parking.
Excellent.
We're going to have, you know, carriage rides. Soda Kids are going to do carolers. I mean, it's in-store activations. And so it's really going to be a fun place on that day to come downtown and do some shopping. And maybe if you're not down there all the time, just see some new stores that you haven't seen before.
Yeah.
So
that sounds like
always,
a lot of fun.
There's a crawl, happy hour crawl, too.
Oh.
So if you leave the kids at home or whatever else. But there's South Sound Santa that's going to be there, and Carol. Karaoke and whatever else. And
I love that.
So it should be fun.
Really bringing the community together. That's
yeah.
wonderful. So thank you, Tom. This
yeah.
was so informative for me. And for those of you listeners who haven't already listened to our episode with Lynn Heider of the Northwest Credit Union Association about what a credit union is, that might be a next great episode for you to check out, because both of these episodes together can provide a lot of context for why credit unions are great for our community. And Tom, I've just learned so much from you today about the Chamber of Commerce, what it does for our community, why it's so important, how it grows, how it keeps relevant, and I've really enjoyed talking to you today.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's our episode for today. Be sure to check out our other episodes and subscribe if you like what you hear. Have a topic idea? Send TAPCO a tweet at TAPCO CU. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Insured by NCUA.